Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, beautiful, beautiful sight. Praise God. Wishing you and you a happy day. Yes, yes, yes. Sing a song, do a dance, clap your hand. Let's just praise the Lord anyhow. I'm so glad to be with you again today. Oh, trusting that you are well. Call us and let us know if there's anything that we need to pray for at 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air and let us know, okay? We would certainly appreciate it. Yes, and we thank God for you praying for us also. Yes, it's much appreciated, all right? Wish you were close by. I'd give you a great big hug. Oh, yes, I will. So thank God. Pardon me, for you, and you. Today, it is such a pleasure to be able to converse with you today. All right, be praying, and we want to say another special prayer. We've been praying constantly so far for Miriam George, and so we're going to Christian. I'm sorry. Miriam Christian, and I'm sorry, Mother. Miriam Christian, we want to continue to pray for her today, that God will be with her all the way. She's entering back in surgery, and we feel sad about it, okay? That's all. What can you say? But we praying anyhow. We are still praying that God will undertake, carry her through, calm her nerves, and also, in the name of Jesus, we call it done. Right now and again, and we will continue to pray throughout this day in Jesus' name. And thank God, we're going to thank God for healing her one more time. Take her through one more time, healing her one more time in Jesus' name. We also praying for Lebron Doe. Praise God, suffer from diabetes and got a pinched nerve. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Mr. Dow right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, there's so many that are suffering from the spirit of diabetes. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, cancel that assignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it today, God. Touch that pinched nerve in his neck right now, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Make him whole, ever with God, mind, body, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Miss Glenda Meyer, was going into surgery for on about cancer in the breast. Well, the update is she's cancer free. Hallelujah! So we thanking God. We thanking God for how that came out. That God blessed her. Yes, and she's cancer-free. God Almighty, hallelujah, Jesus. Now, you got to call in for your prayers, too, so we can continue to pray for you till something happens. Is that all right? Okay. Call in, 347-857-3925, okay? We're praying, still praying for Denise DeLapis. de Lopez, I think I'm pronouncing it right. Well, anyway, Denise, who had bleeding in the brain. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, these your people, Lord God, is going through so much in their bodies. Lord, touch and deliver her right now. In Jesus' name, stop the bleeding of the brain, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Holy Father. Have mercy, God. Lord, Linda Miller, who has the cancer came back on her, Father. But, Father, in Jesus' name, God, speak to Linda's heart right now. In Jesus' name, to let her faith arise, Father, that, God, you as a God, you can conquer anything because you are the healer. In the name of Jesus, God, touch Linda Miller right now. In Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for touching her, God. We thank you for touching Mrs. Little, who had a stroke, God. We pray for her mother who had the stroke. That's it. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch them right now. They need your hand upon their life right now. Give them some strength, God, to believe, strength to overcome, strength, Lord God, to praise you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we give you thanks for that right now. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you right now. And so many that are needing help, Lord, with this soul, God. Oh, Lord, with this soul, Lord. Lord, there's Norma Neverson that needs your help today, God. Raheem Richards needs your help today, God. Kahia Richards needs your help today, God. Micah Simpson needs your help today, Father God. These are young men that need you, God. They don't really know they need you. Micah Junior needs your help today, Father God. Christopher Junior needs your help today, God. And Ben Whitted needs your help today, Father. These are young men, Father, that need help today. Lord, help them come to the crossroad of decision, to make this decision to change their way of life, Father, and looking at things, and look unto you, the God that made the heaven and the earth. Father, we're going to leave them in your hands today, God, because they need you like never before, God. That's why we're lifting them up today, Father God. They're in their need today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank you, Holy Ghost. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. There's so many that needs help, Father God. All types of things are happening to the bodies today, Lord. Lord, they need to cry out to you like never before for these afflictions that are striking these people, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, God. And Father, we want to thank you for our dear friend Elizabeth there in Connecticut. Lord, we ask you to touch her and touch her family, Father, in mighty name of Jesus right now. Let her keep her mind always on you, Father, through everything that come in her life, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it right now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let me give you a little word today. Hallelujah, Jesus. God will not delay a minute longer than necessary to bring us the direction, answers, and relief we seek and pray for. See, he waiting. God will not delay a minute longer than necessary to bring us the direction, the answers, and relief we seek and pray for. Are you waiting for an answer right now, or directions? You waiting for relief of all that pain, heartache, and everything else? Aren't you you waiting for that, are you not? I know you are, because let me tell you, God is the one, isn't he? He is the one to bring you through, to carry you through. Ain't nobody else can carry you through like God. Yes, yes, yes. He is the God that can heal and deliver. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know what I would do without it myself. How about you? I need God in my life. I need him in my life. How about you? Do you need him? Call us and let us know how much you need God in life. All right, praise God. We thank God that you're there. And wherever or however you're listening to today, we want to thank God. So you pray for us. We need your prayers. Yes, we need your prayers over here. Glory to God. We know he's going to do it. He's do it for us, and he's going to do it for you. Yes, he is. Whatever is needed. If you need an answer, directions, a relief from your pain, or whatever the case may be, God's going to do it today just for you. All right. I'm starting reading here today. Yes, we're going to read a little here, and then we'll talk a little to you concerning these things. And it's in this 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter. And I'm going to read what it say here. Listen to it. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in mine mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Hear what he say? Forever. Now, this is what you've got to do. Remember now, he's telling you what he's going to do. But what do you got to do here? You got to wait on the Lord. Because it's him that will raise you up. Do you hear? Amen. It's God Almighty that will raise you up. And so many times what we want to do is we always want to prove something to somebody that we somebody. Now, who is that talking to you when you get that kind of spirit? There ain't nothing but the enemy trying to get you to go before time, you see. It wants you to say, well, I have the word and I have this, so I'm ready to go. All the time you're not ready because you got to be like David was with Saul's armor. He said, I can't use this because it ain't tested. I like that. Has not been proven. In other words, how are you going to carry the word if you haven't been proven? Approved of, I should say, by God, The anointing has not sent you out yet, but you have the word, and I ain't nobody going to doubt that you don't have the word, But you got to wait for God to raise you up. Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to be tested and tried by the same word that you say you have, Come on, talk to me now. You hear what I'm talking about now. Now, this is the problem today. I know everybody's talking about trying to find the correct principle to follow to get a church full of people, and one say do it this way and another one say do it that way, and everybody got their own solution to that problem that churches have. But the whole thing is, did they wait on the Lord before they went out there and got them a building, and a few people was at prayer meeting, so you decide to start a church? Come on, talk to me now. See what I'm saying? So we got a lot of that that's going on, and nobody's addressing the situation. You don't hear them say, oh, they say, oh, you know, my mother was a preacher, my grandmama was a preacher, my papa was a preacher, somebody else was a preacher, but that don't mean God called you to be one. You see? You get what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You'll get it in a little while. So you want to go because it look glamorous to somebody. God knows, I can tell you this 40 times a day, it's not a glamorous job. You're dealing with all types of people, huh? With different personalities. Hmm? And them personalities can lock heads sometimes with each other. They can't get along with the other person, and you know they can't get along with you because you're trying to lead them in a direction they don't want to go. You get the picture, That's right. Are you one of those? One that you in a hurry, Wait on the Lord because it's him who will do what? Raise you up. He will raise you up. See, because, let me tell you, I told you this last week. I talked about this last week. Let me tell you what he said in 1 Samuel, also the 7th chapter, and around the 3rd verse. Let me read what it says to you, right? I'm going to read it for you today. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtoreth from among you and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines, which is an enemy. Huh? Prepare your heart. See, remember now, you know we always want to blame God for everything. Is that right? Now, remember now, we say, the Bible say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself. That's something you got to do, right? Now we're bringing you to this before you get there to do what you feel that you want to do in God. He say, prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only. You see what I'm trying to tell you today? You got to prepare your heart. You got to prepare yourself. And how do you prepare yourself is you allow a lot of times all types of problems to come in your life, and you don't sit up and try to, we try to get rid of them so fast, you know, oh, I want this relief, relief, relief. We always looking for something to get that relief and not thinking about staying through it until it's over so that you have learned what the purpose God had for you in trying you at that time. You see what I'm saying? And God is trying people today with so many different things. But while he's trying you, he's preparing you, and you're preparing your mind to accept what God says. You're going to have a different attitude when you have prepared yourself to talk to God, to be in God, for God to lead you and guide you. When you have done that, you'll see a difference, and everybody else will too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's a woman of God. Oh, that's a man of God. Somebody's going to talk about it. You see what I'm saying? Because you have done what? Prepare your heart, and you're going to serve nobody but Jesus. Do you know what? When you do that, I believe you will establish yourself in the Word of God. And once you establish yourself in the Word of God, you are now found worthy to carry the Word of God, you see, to others. And others will listen to you. Do you get the picture here? Think about it now. Just think about it. Now, if you go out there, well, I just come out of prayer meeting, and have you been in prayer meeting? How long you been in there? Oh, we just started it last week. You just started prayer meeting last week, and since you started prayer meeting last week, you got a few people, other people want to pray, and then some bright persons up in the midst say, why don't you just start a church? And you say, yeah, that's a good idea. Ain't nobody consulted God in all that praying. Nobody stopped long enough to consult God. You see what I'm saying? So now you getting let people push you out there in this here mix, you know, and find out it ain't mixing up too good either. And you ain't, these people is driving you crazy because you allowed them to push you into a position that God has not yet called you. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to do it, or maybe perhaps he have done it or whatever, but don't allow people to push you into something that you're not prepared for.
Come on.
I'm just talking to you. You know, this is time to talk about it. And so we talking about it. You know, think about it now. And everybody hollering, what's wrong with the church? What's wrong with the church? Have you looked at yourself to see what's wrong with you? You may be part of the problem instead of a solution. Because you didn't prepare yourself, you didn't take time to consult God, to ask God, is this your will for my life at this time? And a lot of times, you know, he wants you to try it. You know, see how I'm back to David again. Now, you see, David was out there. He done been tried with a bear and a lion. He was tried. That he can handle what? When the enemy comes in like a flood, he can lift up a standard against him. Do you see what I'm saying? He had a standard. He could testify to the glory of God that God give him the strength to kill the bear and the lion and take the little lamb out of his mouth.
Come on now.
Save him. See? But can you testify that? Huh? But see, David was a called person. See, he was called by God to do this that he was doing. And he wasn't trying to run before time because you can tell when they wanted to give him all this armor to make him look like a warrior. You know, sometimes we have all these prayer meetings and we look like we are prayer warrior, but in actuality, we are not. We just masking things. Because we want people to pay attention to us. We want people to brag on us and talk about it, how good we are and how much a man or woman of God we are. And we want all these things that man can do, but we have not consulted God what he wants to do here. Come on now, think about it. Are you in that predicament today? Are you in that predicament today? Because what's God going to do? God going to take you where you need to go, and it may look slow. It may look like God ain't going to never elevate you. He ain't going to never get you out there, hold you in. But have you passed all his tests? It's like when you go to school, you start off in first grade, and you got to go past every test in every one of them to get to that 12. You got to pass that last test of the 12th grade. Then you're finished with it for a while, unless you want to go on to college. See, you have all them tests to pass, okay? And each test, there was a preparation time. Do you get the picture? Each test you had to prepare for. Everything you have to prepare for. You see, most women, and when they're having a baby, they do what? They prepare for that baby's entrance into the world. What do they do? All kinds of things, like buying little different things and what the baby need to wear, clothes to fit them, and little cribs and rattlers and toys or whatever they came, whatever, you know, car seats. You know, you got to have that car seat. You get a ticket if you don't. You know, all these kind of things you looking for in preparation for that coming child, are you not? So the same differences with Christ, it's like you have been birthed into the kingdom, but there's a preparation to get into the kingdom, to get all that you need to occupy your space in the kingdom. Do you get the picture? Do you get it? See? Now, where your heart at? Did you prepare your heart for the things to come? No, you're so busy listening to other people, and then what's happened? Then your heart get broken because it ain't like what you thought it would be like. Well, you the one did it. See? You the one jumped out there and went to running with the thing and not don't even know how to do it halfway. Or either you listen to, well, now listen, I'll help you. I'm going to be right there with you. I'm going to be, I got your back. And no sooner as the way get hot and things start to perking around there, you know, real bad and crazy and everybody getting wild and out of the way, then they gone. That same one that said they had your back. See? Now it's time to do what? Go back where you began and say, God, did you call me to this? See? Before you go any further, I'm just advising you from one thing. Before you go any further, ask God, did you call me? I don't want to go call somebody else, say, yay, the Lord say you call you to be a preacher. Yay, the Lord call you to be a pastor. You listen to what the person say, but in the final analysis, what you do is turn to God and say, God, I want to know from you. Personally, did you call me in to be a pastor? Because I don't want to take that burden on my shoulder. See? Some people want to run with stuff, you see? And God ain't Bitmo told them to do it. So then when the enemy come in and been to beat the brains out, then they want to blame God. See? Well, I thought, no, I ain't thought nothing. You think before you get involved in it, you start asking him, and then once you ask him and you get an answer, then you make preparations to be a pastor. You learn all you can about this office that you was so busy want to be in. You want people to call you pastor. Now today they want people to call them bishop. Everybody want to be a bishop and an apostle. And then half of them don't have the leadership ability to be that. You see, they haven't prepared themselves to walk in that office. But because it sound big, see, every big name ain't big. They have a little bit of knowledge, and it will not go with the title. All right, you get it. You get it after a while. Go, yeah. See, the devil got all kind of ways of tricking you. He has all types of ways. He tricked you into doing things you're not supposed to do. And you say, well, if it's the Lord's will, did you ask him if it was his will? Or you just took it upon yourself to do it? Oh, you want to be that? Don't want to be something that you can't handle. You don't want to do that, do you? Not today, huh? And now he promised to deliver you from all your enemies, but now listen here. All the time it ain't no enemies, just you and yourself. Huh? Because you didn't take time to prepare for what you thought you wanted to get into. Huh? I know. You say, there she go right now. No, but the truth is the truth. This is all it is. The truth is the truth. We get into stuff that somebody else pushed us in. I don't let nobody push me into nothing. They can be mad. I don't care how much they get mad. But this is my life. Amen. And when I get in trouble, they're going to run off and leave me. Huh? You can see that. Look at some of the people around you now, friends that they supposed to have been with you. And you notice one thing? When you start a church, you first start a church, I'm talking to you that trying to start a church now, trying to be some big hen pastor. And what happened? You get all these people to follow you for about, they be there for about 1 month. By the second or third month, you cannot find them people. You left with about two people. And they may be your relatives. See, they get you out there in the middle of the water and hope you drown. See, well, you shouldn't have paid no attention to me. I don't know nothing about no pastor. Well, you didn't say that when you were saying it. See, oh, you knew everything then. I'm going to be with you. Yeah, I'm going to back you up. And soon as you need some money, don't need no money. Lord, you need money to pay the rent. You need money for the light bill and everything, and you can't find them. Well, I can't give you no tithes today. I can't help out nothing today, Pastor. But you the one say you had my back. And when you got my back, we need some money. Now the back need to back up. And we don't. See? This is what I'm talking about. He said, prepare your heart for the Lord and serve him only. And listen, every enemy that come against you, he said, he's guaranteed to deliver you from them. God guaranteed to deliver you from every enemy that come against you. You hear what I'm saying? He promised you that. And I guarantee you he will deliver you. Because, let me tell you, Satan just lied to you. The only power Satan got is in the realm of sin and darkness. That's all he can give you. Ain't nothing else in pain and suffering. That's all he got for you. He'll get you out there and make you think he going to make you wealthy and rich. And, he going to put you on a pedestal, have you, on the highest mountain. He going to have you up there, but he going to throw you off too. He does not want to do nothing but take you away from the power of God. See? And let me tell you, the devil got... All he got is what God gave him. That's all he got. See? All the power belonged to God. Even Satan's power belonged to God. He wouldn't have nothing if God didn't give it to him. And God have a purpose for that. And he said, I'll deliver you. Even though I gave the enemy some power, I'm going to deliver you out of his hand. If you trust me, if you prepare your heart to serve me and me only, not him, but me, I'll deliver you from him because I got the keys to the whole thing. I know how to unlock his door. And I know how to lock him up out of your life. See, he know how to take the devil out of your life. He know how to get him out of there. But listen here, you ain't prepared for what God want to do for you. You could be a Job at this time. Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Julie, Joan, or whatever your name is? The God would tell the devil. And then that's the only way he can approach you, attack you, is when God give him permission to. Don't you know anything yet that you have power over him? God gave you power over him, all the power of the enemy. He said nothing by any means shall hurt you. Why is that? Because he's always there to deliver you. Because let me tell you what he tells you. Let me tell you who you are. I believe it is 2 Corinthians in the fourth chapter, 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, when you read, when you hear of that, when you read that, let me tell you something, what he says to you. The fourth chapter and the seventh verse, I believe it is, let me see what it says. Yeah, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now listen, he guaranteed to be there. Hmm? If you prepare your heart for him, he got you, got it covered, everything covered. Let's see what the eighth and ninth on down say. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Oh, my God, my God. You got a God that's always there by you. Don't care what happened to you. Because of the treasure that he has allotted unto you, this earthen vessel, this vessel, the power of God is operating in this vessel so that you are well protected from all these chaotic things that happen in your life. I don't care what situation is, sickness, somebody cross you up, somebody try to fix you up or mess you up, somebody talked about you. It just don't matter what they done, how they did it. You cover. You are God's treasure. And guess where it is? In this vessel right here called your body. That's where it is. The power of God is there. You see, he took time out of his busy schedule to stop by where you were born. And when you arrived, he placed this special treasure. Let's back up. Before you got here, this treasure was already inside of that little womb. See, the treasure was there. And the power of God is now manifested in there. And when you get here, everything that you need is inside of you already. The presence of God is there with you. The power of God is there. The anointing is there. But we have to do what? We got to do what? Kickstart it, so to speak. Put a match to it. Lighten it up. Bring it forth that it will manifest itself. Do you get the picture? See what I'm saying? Look at that treasure that's inside of you. All the goodness that's inside of you. Then he tell you in the 23rd Psalm, say, what do you say? Goodness and mercy shall follow thee all the days of your life. Did it sound like you're going to be broke, busted, and disgusted all the days of your life? If you're like, that's because that's what you want to have in your life, and you haven't prepared yourself to receive goodness and mercy. You have not prepared yourself for the power of God to operate and manifest itself in your life. Come on, think about it now. Come on. Don't try to blame everybody else. You know people blame everybody else for their faults, failures, and ills and what have you. And think about blaming your own self. Because God has already made it inside you. When you come out, you just prepare your hearts to do what? Manifest it. And to serve him only with what he has shown you that he has put in your treasure. All right now. He loves you. God has made you that things grow freely in you. There's a flow that's in you right now. And when that flow starts to moving, that means God is moving upon you, you see, to order to accomplish all that he put inside of you, that now it will be visibly manifested to you. See, it's been invisible all the time. Now it will be visible, okay? You can now see, taste, and handle. You get the picture? You need to get rid of the hindrances, to see. They're hindering you. Clean out everything that's not like God, huh? Everything in your life that's not like God, get rid of it right now. You're preparing your heart to receive the goodness of God. You're preparing your heart to get everything that God has for you. You just prepared your heart to get it. So many times, you know, let me tell you, we walk around and we speak in tongues, and all of that's good, and some of us praise God, that's good too, and you listen to a whole lot of tapes, you know, all of this stuff is good, and you go from one meeting to another, all that's good. Now, you can do all these things, and that's good. This is what the people of today do. But until you come to the place that you make up your mind that you're willing to wait on God and allow him to do a work within you, it will not accomplish what is needed and what God desires to do for you. Won't accomplish a thing. Hear what I'm saying? Won't accomplish a thing. See? It's just you done spent money on tapes and everything and running from one conference to the other and everything. You done spent all that money, but your mind ain't made up yet. You don't want to go to no church? Well, there ain't enough people over there. I'm looking for a big church with a lot of people and a big band in there and celebrities attending. And this is what you're looking for. You're not looking to worship God. Your heart is not prepared to worship God. Your heart is prepared to be entertained. Now, I ain't got time to entertain you now. I did all the entertaining in the clubs. When I give up the clubs, I give up that type of entertainment and entertainment, but I will lead you into worship and praising God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Glorifying him and magnifying him and lifting his name up until he speak, until he do something in your life. Push out all the filth and dirt that has accumulated over the years. Now, he made you to bear these precious treasures. What he made you for? He got all this inside of you, but yet you haven't come to the knowledge that it's there, and God wants to use that what you have already, and you're trying to build up a dirt factory on top of what God has already got in you.
Come on now.
By your mind. What you think. What you accumulate in your mind is now set in to build up a dirt factory. See? It's time to break that and allow God to work within you to accomplish all that he set out to and what's needed in you. You hear what I'm saying? See? That's all. You got to just prepare that heart and that mind to serve God today. You know. Well, I ain't made up my mind yet. Well, what you waiting for, death? What are you waiting for? For you serve God. What? Just what are you waiting for? Huh? Now, God is ready. Now, in Amos, the 4th chapter, he said, prepare to meet thy God. He told you to prepare to meet him. You think that means to go to heaven, right to heaven, don't you? Now, you have to meet God here, too. Before you get there, you're going to have to meet him here. Hello? He said you must be born again. M-U-S-T. Huh? You can't get around it. So if you must be born again, then you must prepare yourself to meet with God. Did you get that? Hello, somebody. You must prepare yourself to meet with God. Because before you can get into his heaven, you got to be already prepared to meet him here. Woo, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. When you get ready to leave home, you have to get dressed, don't you? You ain't going to walk out in your nightie. You get dressed. Wash your face, fix your hair. Whatever kind of job you're going to, you prepare for that day, don't you? Well, why can't you prepare yourself for God? That means put on the clothes of righteousness, your helmet of salvation. Put the preparation of peace on your feet. You know, have everything on when you get up in the morning to meet God. That should be the first thing you do. You don't even have to wash your face to do that. See, this is preparation time. This is why we wrote that little chapter about preparation, the kingdom of preparation. See, you got to prepare for everything today that you do. You prepare your food to eat, don't you? And to cook it and eat it. It has to be prepared, is that right?
Yes.
All right then. Before you was born, your mother had to prepare for you to get born. There you go. That's a, you're expecting something. If you're expecting to be blessed of God, you got to prepare for that blessing. You is an expectancy, like an expecting mother, expecting that child, you prepare for it. So listen here, you want wealth from the Lord, so you're expecting God to do what? Grant you that prayer that you requested, been requesting and talking about to him for so long and crying and fasting over and everything. But have you prepared for to be wealthy? Can you handle it? Just answer that. Can you handle it? Hallelujah. Now, you just think about it now. Think about the whole picture of life. Just think about it. What's important to you? Anything that's important to you, prepare for. Before you get the job, you had to do what? Prepare. You make a resume, right? You get dressed, brush your teeth, see, comb your hair. You want to dress appropriately. You don't want to go up there with your pants hanging down behind your hind parts. And the woman don't want all her breasts hanging out like she over in the strip club.
Come on, man.
You don't prepare that way to go to these people's job unless you're going to the strip club to get a job. You see? Everything takes preparation. That's why we are bound by the kingdom of preparation. Because it takes preparation for anything. Prepare to meet God. Huh? Prepare for the blessings that he have for you, already prepared for you. You hear what they tell you when you talk about healing? They tell you, well, do something you never done before. They say you got back problems. And somebody finna pray for you to get healed. They pray for you to get healed. What did they tell you to do? Do something you never done before. So you go bend over. See if you still got a back problem. So you preparing to walk up straight, ain't you? Praise God. Hallelujah, ain't it? Oh, God is good. Hallelujah. Y'all, just excuse me. I'm about to get happy up in here. Glory be to God. So God wants us to do what? Prepare ourselves. Get rid of that, all that old stuff you had. You know, that old man, as Paul said, you know, take off the old man. And you, what you're doing? Putting on the new man, your garment of righteousness. Is that right? This is what we're doing. That's the new man when we want to do right. And we want to be clothed in the likeness of Christ. This is what we're doing, are we not? This is where we're going here with that. And that's what I want to do. I want the anointing to flow like a mighty river. I want it to just overflow. Oh, my God, I want it to overflow so to it touch somebody else. Huh? Touch you, you or you. I just want it to overflow today. How about you? My, my, my. God is so good. I tell you, God is so good. I don't know what else to do but talk about Jesus. It's hard to, you know, I told someone in the school system one time, I said, don't call me up to say anything because I'm going to talk about the Lord. Jesus. I'm going to call, I'm going to say Jesus. I may say Jesus, it be like a period. Everything I say, Jesus, and this and Jesus is that, and I'll say a few sentences. So the person laughed when I told them that. Huh? Because that is, this is my lifestyle. Okay? I don't put it on and pull it off. It's my lifestyle. It's my daily lifestyle. It's serving the Lord. It's my daily lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? And I can sing that song. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. So I start to smiling, laughing, and ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God because he done so much for me. And he's still doing something for me. I need him to move this week in a mighty way. Yes, I do. I need some more hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So I am soliciting your prayers today to pray for me, pray for us. You know, as we go, we have a little task that we have going on right now, and I'm praying that God will help us, you know, in it. And all, praise God, get ready for everything that we got to do this week and next week especially. And y'all pray for us too. Here we are with Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Apostle Porter. And, you know, she was talking and I was listening and I was thinking about how people do strange things sometimes, and we do need to get charged up too. You know, we got a lot of things going on. It's a lot happening in the world today. We don't have time to be playing put patty foots and footsie wootsie with the Lord at this time. We need to get on the move. Don't get left behind, because there's a lot of people, I can see them getting left behind, you know, because there's no time to play. There's no time to play. There's no time to get into other things at this time. You know, all these people coming up with their own religions and stuff like that, there's no time for this stuff. I just heard about another new religion somebody was going up because they mad about something and they going to make their own religion. It's about a group of about 6 or 7 people. And, you know, they going to make their own religion, you know. And I'm saying, boy, these people just done lost their mind. They off the rails. That's all I can tell you, you know. But we got to learn how that we need to stand up, you know, for what we believe in. You know, if God is there for us, why can't we be there for him? You know, and we have to look at that, and we got to understand that, because that's the way it works. You know, if we have faith in him, he'll have faith in us. You know, we got to get into this. We got to get into the mold, you know. But, you know, people like to play around. So, you know, that's them. It ain't going to be me, you know, because I fear God. I fear the wrath of God, you know. When we was out there before we came to the Lord, we were sinners. Now we're born again. That's how you got to go, because we got to continue to live lives for Jesus and keep moving up and keep moving into different realms and levels in the Word of God, because the more we get into it, the more stronger we get to keep the evilness and all this stuff off of us. You know, because we have to continue to pray, we have to continue to get into the Word of God, and we have to live what we say. You know, and there's another problem. you know, where people don't want to live what they say and what they do, but you got to live it. If you live it, you'll really will appreciate it. And that's what we're saying today. And we got to continue on. And, you know, we can't be out here messing around these days. I'm just going to say that again, because the Lord is there with us, and he's always going to be with us. But we got to reach out and grab hold. We got to reach out and stay on board, you know. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. We just got to thank God for strength and never leaving us nor forsaking us. That was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. And, you know, it's all about preparation, being prepared. And to be prepared, it said the meaning is to make yourself ready for something that you will be doing, something that you expect to happen. I tell you, what are you expecting right now to happen, you know? Is God in it? And I wrote on my paper, like, Apostle had that saying, what did God say about it? You know, before we do anything, what did God say about it? We don't question, we don't ask, we just do it. And if we say we're praying, is it God's voice or our voice? Is what it is, you know, we're hearing. I tell you, I just thank God today. I thank God each and every day for the word. And continue to prepare yourself. And another one that you talked about was humble. Humble, and it said, not proud, not thinking of yourself as better than other people. Given or said in a way that shows you do not think you are better than the other person. Humble yourself. When you begin to humble yourself, you begin to prepare yourself for what God has for you. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And she's been on this broadcast from since 2009. So, you know, it's a whole lot of segments that you can listen and share it. Don't be greedy now. Go ahead and share it. You need prayer. Come on, call. We'd be happy to pray for you. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., so come on, let's pray one for another. Tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Pray for our unsaved loved ones. Pray for the nation. Pray for the upcoming president. I mean, we have so many things to pray for. We ain't got time to play. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. And that call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. So you can call in on any one of those days, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, oh, I tell you, and Friday. You need prayer. You got a praise report. We'll be happy, happy, happy to pray for you and hear your praise report on any one of those days. You can also visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Bible study. And that address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's Sunday at 1 p.m. and Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Bible study. So come on. enjoy yourself in the Word. Come hear the Word. And if you don't know Christ, come on and accept Christ in your life. You can also send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop
worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go and
I let let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.